You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Hey, Browns fans, secure your Cleveland Browns season tickets for 2014 today. Place your deposit to lock in the best seats and prices. Don't miss your chance to join the best fans in the NFL at First Energy Stadium. Visit ClevelandBrowns.com or call 440-824-3434 today. Very pleased right now to welcome into the show a regular on CBD. She is Mary Kay Cabot, covers the Browns for Cleveland.com and for the Plain Dealer. Mary Kay, how are we doing?
I'm doing great. How are you guys doing?
Outstanding. So, want to get your thoughts. We got to meet some of these coordinators. We got to meet the coordinators yesterday, some of the members of this 11-man coaching staff that Mike Pettine has put together. Want to get some of your impressions. I guess I'll start in the obvious place with Kyle Shanahan and some of the stuff you heard him say.
Well, you know what? I spent a lot of time, Vic, and I saw you at the Super Bowl a lot. So, we saw each other running around there,
yes,
working and talking to a lot of different people. But everything that I've talked to, everyone that I've talked to about Kyle Shanahan at the Super Bowl, you know, whether it be writers or anybody else that I ran into, former quarterbacks of his, I got really, really good reports on Kyle Shanahan. So as we went through the process, I started to think, wow, you know, they are really onto something here when it comes to a bright young mind in offensive football. You know, you think about the Josh McDaniels and some of these, and the Adam Gases and some of these young guys that are kind of in vogue right now. I think Kyle Shanahan is right up there with those guys. I talked to one writer that covered him for a while, and he said that even Mike Shanahan said to this writer that if Kyle had stayed in Houston, he thinks that he would probably be a head coach right now, and that, you know, maybe coming to work with Mike, sort of put him, you know, kind of underneath the shadow of the large shadow cast by Mike, and that, you know, Kyle wasn't able to maybe, you know, step out in his own right. But now he's got a chance to do that, and I think it's probably going to be a really exciting thing for the Cleveland Browns.
I think so, too. I've been very excited about Kyle Shanahan. What do you make then? You know, we heard yesterday when Coach Pettine introduced him that they had a great interview. And actually, you know, half of the buzz coming out was that there was a very good interview. And then half of the buzz was that he turned them off and was, you know, kind of decried what they did to Rob Chudzinski, and it was a bad interview. And now that we have gotten to the point where he has been hired, what sense do you make of all those kind of varying stories? And what do you think, you know, what's the consensus story at this point?
You know what, from the very first day that I knew that Kyle Shanahan interviewed with the Browns, I heard that it went well. I talked to someone who actually talked to people on both sides of it, and this person told me that very first day that it went really well. So when we got the report from NFL Network, I think it was Ian Rappaport reported that they had moved on from him and that it didn't go well, and then there were a few other things that came out like that. Even from that very first day, I never believed it, and I continued to write stories about him from the Super Bowl as though he were on the front burner, because I knew that he was. I never bought into that stuff. And, I don't know. In fact, a few of the people that I talked to behind the scenes, when they said, oh, yeah, I heard it didn't go well, I said, I did not hear that. In fact, I heard that it went very well and that it's really just a matter of time until this thing happens. So I don't believe any of that was true. I think that they were excited about him from the very start, and then he went on vacation, basically. That was what happened. He left, I think he may have even left the country for a while with his family. What he went through in Washington was, you know, that was a really tough deal. They were very excited about, of course, how things went in 2012. And we've all been through the 3-13 seasons or the 4-12 seasons around here, and it's pretty obvious to see how when it goes bad, it goes bad fast and hard. And I think it was a very trying experience for Kyle Shanahan, what he went through there with RG3. And I think he needed to just kind of get away and think about things for a little while. And I think he comes back fresh, excited to take over this offense and make it his own.
Mary Kay Cabot from Cleveland.com joining us. And, you know, it's interesting about that whole point of questioning how the Browns handled Rob Chudzinski, because it's a stark contrast to what Kyle Shanahan mentioned to us on CBD, and I wrote about this for ClevelandBrowns.com as well, that security is not an issue with him knowing the life of football that he does. He says he's been around this since he was 4 years old. And being around a father who has been fired three times as a head coach, including twice after winning back-to-back Super Bowls in Denver. So he knows that it's an insecure world. And I don't think there's – I mean, I think he's very much embracing that reality that – that what has happened here in Cleveland is no different than what happens elsewhere, and that he doesn't feel any more pressure from that. So, yeah, it doesn't make sense that you go into this pursuing these opportunities with, well, wait a minute. I mean, you're firing people here. Wait a minute. That's not a good thing. Well, hey, it's a little unusual to happen in less than a year, but the opportunity is the opportunity. And I get the sense, too, that he – really is understanding and connecting what it means to this town. And I know we had that with Rob Chudzinski too. And I'm not positive, Mary Kay, how much importance we need to put into that, but it's got to be a place to start where a coach takes the job, someone from another town takes a job in Cleveland, and again, recognizes that this fan base, the passion that we all have for this team, they're on edge. They're on pins and needles. They want to see results.
Yeah, I think everybody recognizes that coming in. And, you know, just who in their right mind would go into an interview criticizing the front office for what they did to the previous regime? I mean, nobody would do that. If anything, you know, maybe you might say, you know, hey, you know, what are the prospects here for, you know, stability and sustained success and continuity? You might ask something like that, but you're not going to criticize the regime for what they did to the previous coaching staff. But I do think that he recognizes, you know, what winning means here. And one thing that stood out to me yesterday was the fact that, you know what, this is the first time he's ever worked for a defensive coach.
Right.
And this is the first opportunity for him to say, I think, you know, and I actually asked him the question about, you know, stepping out away from Gary Kubiak and Mike
right.
Shanahan. And he's, you know, he did say, I think he's trying to say, look, nobody wants to give me any credit for having anything to do with the Texans' offense in those years. And obviously no one's going to give me any credit when Mike Shanahan is the boss in Washington. And I think he's trying to say, I installed those offenses. I ran those offenses. I called those plays. And now he does have a chance to prove that to the world. And so I think this is going to be a big deal for him. Not only that, it's, of course, an opportunity for him to get back on the track of someday being a head coach. And
right.
I talked to his friend Chris Sims while I was at the Super Bowl, and he said he does want to be a head coach. Or actually, was it Sage Rosenfeld that may have told me that? But one of them said, you know, it is a big goal of his to be a head coach in the NFL. So in addition to wanting to run the best offense that he can here, you know, he's also auditioning in some respects for other teams that might want to hire him as a head coach.
Sure.
Absolutely. He definitely is. We talked about Kyle Shanahan a lot. Let's talk about Jim O'Neill, your impressions of the new defensive coordinator of the Cleveland Browns.
Well, I thought Mike Pettine was right when he said, don't be fooled by the baby face. He has a little bit of a baby face. I actually thought he looked a little tiny bit like Aaron Shea of the Cleveland Browns, I have to say.
I said that to Vic when he walked in.
Yes, okay, so I'm not the only one.
No.
I saw, yeah, and other people in the press room kind of agreed with me, so we'll have to take a little photo of them and put it up on your website together and see if other people agree with us. Bud Shaw sometimes does that in his column, too, so maybe we can get that on in the Plain Dealer or Cleveland.com, too. But you know what? Here's the thing about, this staff, I don't know. Bill Belichick, when he assembled a staff, back in 1991, he didn't have a lot of guys on the staff that everybody knew their names and they were all these accomplished people. But they turned out to be an incredible staff that we all have heard so much about over the years. So, you know, I see a lot of energy. I see Mike Pettine surrounding himself with guys that he feels really comfortable with. The more I hear out of Mike Pettine's mouth, the more I like him. You know, he's a cool guy. I think Browns fans are really going to embrace him. You know, he's tough. He's himself. He's genuine. He's hard nosed. He's a good quote. You know, there's a lot to Mike Pettine, that I think, people are really going to like. And, you know, Jim O'Neill knows how to run Mike Pettine's defense. He knows what he wants. I think he can entrust him, you know, to run the defensive meeting the way that he wants it to be run. I think he has enough of a trust level there that he'll be able to turn some of his attention to the offense and to the special teams, because he's going to need to do that.
Mary Kay, I know, like anyone who does a great job covering this team on a regular basis, as you do, you're in touch with a lot of different people, and especially players this time of year. They're scattered, doing different things. They're taking this all in, again, mostly from afar. Their whole coaching staff has changed again, and a lot of these guys are going to have to, you know, figure out how they fit with this team and what the expectations are. What kind of vibe are you getting from some of the players you've spoken with?
You know, so far I'm getting a good vibe. I haven't talked to a lot of them yet. I talked to some of the guys I talked to at the Super Bowl. I talked, you know, of course, same ones that you talked to. I've talked to Brian Hoyer there, and I talked to Josh Gordon there, and a couple of other guys. I haven't really gotten a chance to talk to some of the defensive players yet, but I will be trying to get a hold of some of them over the next couple of weeks or so, just to see how they're taking it all in. But here's a good thing for Mike Pettine, that he's got DeQuell Jackson. And if he gets DeQuell on his side, which it's not hard to get DeQuell on anybody's side because he's such a team player, once he gets DeQuell on board, everybody else will fall in line. And I'm sure that DeQuell is looking at this with a positive attitude, and that he's excited about what these guys are going to bring to the table, because look at the results that they got in Buffalo with that defense, with those sacks. I do think that they're going to get more out of Barkevious Mingo, more out of Paul Kruger, and they need to. I think that, they'll get these guys moving forward, and they'll get the disruptions and the pressures that they need. So far I'm getting a good vibe. And again, when you've got team leaders with attitudes like a DeQuell Jackson, it won't take long for this defense to get on board.
Good stuff, Mary Kay. Thank you for taking the time with us. As always, we appreciate it, and we look forward to visiting with you again very soon.
Sounds good. Thanks a lot.
All right. She is Mary Kay Cabot, covering the Browns for Cleveland.com, for the Plain Dealer. We've got much more coming up about 45 minutes or so from now. You're going to hear from Jason Lockenfor from CBSSports.com. And next, we want to get into the draft and especially the ranking of the quarterbacks. Interesting stuff from Mel Kiper and Todd McShay of ESPN. We'll get our thoughts on that. I know Nathan Zagura has a nice breakdown, and we're going to get into some very, very good stuff on Derek Carr and what he has to say about that Fresno State quarterback.
Yes.
All ahead on CBD.
Please take good and go, just return.